Hi there, it's Germination editor Mark Zinkowitz, and welcome to the podcast this week. This past Tuesday, the Canadian Seed Growers Association held its virtual annual meeting. Over 100 members and just over 50 guests showed up for the proceedings. It was a five-hour meeting that focused heavily on the proposed merger with the industry's four other seed associations to form a single national seed organization called Seeds Canada. But it was also an occasion to say thank you to Jonathan Nyborg, who has served as CSGA president for the last 2 years. Nyborg is the owner of Nyborg Farms in New Denmark, New Brunswick, and I wanted to talk to him about the last 2 years as president, what he felt his biggest accomplishment was, and what lies ahead for the Canadian Seed Growers Association. Enjoy our chat. Jonathan, thanks so much for your time today. Congratulations on the last 2 years as president. You are now officially past president of the Canadian Seed Growers Association. What do you feel your biggest accomplishment was? What's the one thing that sticks out in your mind as your defining moment as president of the association?
I think as organizations, we've come closer together. We've been having these conversations, but we've been having other conversations other than Seed Synergy too. And so, you know, we've opened up those communication lines with all of the partners in the seed industry and even some of those folks that are just involved in other agricultural industries or venues. But we're having conversations and the dialogue is flowing. And I think that's very, very important. From a CSGA perspective, I would say, one of the biggest accomplishments is the conversation and the relationship that we have now nationally with our branches. We're doing the same thing. We're having the communication lines are open and nobody has any problems or any reservations about contacting either the branches or the national office or national folks and raising a question, raising a concern, or just simply having a conversation. So I think in the big picture of everything, everybody has opened up, everybody's more open to having that dialogue with one another. So I think in my mind, off the top of my head, that's likely our biggest and greatest accomplishment.
Well, and speaking of Seed Synergy, the proposal to join with the industry's other four seed associations to form Seeds Canada is now before members of CSGA. They will start voting next week. For yourself, as a seed grower, I imagine you must be somewhat relieved to see it come to this point. It's been about 5 years of hard work on your part and everybody in the industry to try and bring this to fruition. And the CSGA board is recommending to CSGA members that they do vote in favor of the proposal. What are your feelings at this point after all that hard work? It must be a little bit of a bittersweet occasion for you, I imagine.
It's been a long road. For some people, the 5 years is a really long time, and others, of course, want to spend some more time on things. But, I think we've had suffice time to get to the point where we are right now and where we'll be in another couple of months or month and a half, whatever the timelines are. I think my time spent on the oversight committee, which has been the last 2 years, while I've been president, I also been sitting on that committee, and the time that the oversight committee has spent working through a lot of these details and in the last year working with Strategy Corps and having them give us a hand in ironing out the details. And, I think we've landed in a pretty good spot. I think we have to remind ourselves that we all can't just go in completely the way we are today. There's going to be changes. That's scary for a lot of people. But I think if you go into it with an open mind, And you know, it's like, you know, the slide I had on the screen at the AGM with the fork in the road, and you know, you can see the roads going in a direction, but you can't see what's around the bend. I think we've got to remember that we're not doing it alone. If we were doing it alone, it might be scary what's around that bend. But you know, the old adage, if there's strength in numbers, I think working together and coming to common ground, we shouldn't be fearing what's around that corner. We should be embracing it, and we should be preparing ourselves, and you know, all aspects of the industry, preparing ourselves for what's around that corner.
Well, and that's a really good point. If CSGA members vote in favor of the proposal, they will join with the Canadian Seed Trade Association, Canadian Plant Technology Agency, the Commercial Seed Analysts Association of Canada, and the Canadian Seed Institute to form Seeds Canada. If they don't vote in favor of it, CSGA will essentially become CSGA 2.0, which was the term used during the virtual meeting. What does that look like for you? What would CSGA 2.0 be involved in?
If I put my own personal thoughts to it, and obviously, you know, I'm looking to the amalgamation happening and folks voting in favor of it. But if it doesn't happen, then I think that CSGA would carry on with seed certification. It's what we know. It's what we've been doing for well over 100 years. And I think there's a, you know, the trust that comes from CFIA that we're able to continue handling that. I think that will be there. And then you know, we continue to work with our partners in the industry. And if that's Seeds Canada, or if that's still the same five organizations, then you know, that's what it is. But I would see CSGA as carrying on and continuing with seed certification and just continuing to work closely with our partners in the industry.
Well, and your membership votes until the end of August, so people have about another 7 weeks yet to make their decision. And as past president, you have potentially another 2 years on the board, so I imagine there's some work ahead yet, depending on what happens, but to be prepared for those two potential forks in the road, so to speak.
It's a matter of preparedness, of trying to be ready for every scenario. Like you say, you know, we're optimistic, and we've the board has endorsed the ratification package. So, yeah, there's an encouragement there for folks to vote in favor of it. In the event that they don't, well, then we have to be prepared for that scenario as well. So we have to be prepared to continue to move forward with what it is we do today, and continue to modernize, continue to be prepared for those bumps in the road, or those turns in the road, those bends in the road that are ahead of us. And so there's going to be a huge amount of effort that's going to have to be put into it. If that's the way it goes, preparing the board and ensuring that the board is ready to go and ready to do the work that has to be done. Preparing our staff to ensure our staff know that no matter which way this goes, there's still a business as usual element to it that has to be taken care of, and we have to be prepared for that. And so, and you know, we're also looking at change in our management. It's a matter of bringing that management back into things and ensuring that they're prepared and they have all the tools and the I guess the manpower at their disposal to be prepared for what'll carry on.
Thanks so much for joining the podcast this week. For more highlights of the CSGA virtual meeting, visit germination.ca and visit our website for more great podcasts as well. Again, that's germination.ca. Have a great day.